Philip Sampafiera, the dessert and cater today's date is 02/21/2022. Dictation is for Mr. David York. York spells Y-O-R-K. David spells D-A-V-I-D. Date of birth is 03/09/1969. This is a 52-year-old gentleman here for routine follow-up period. Next paragraph, patient has a history of morbid obesity, anxiety, GERD, peripheral edema, and hypertension. Is here for follow-up for these conditions and medication refills. He stated that since his last visit, he has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. And today says he has no complaints, period. Patient indicated that he does not want to have labs drawn today because he preferred to have labs drawn when he's fasting, and said he did not fast today, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. All systems were reviewed and compared to last visit. Correction. All systems were reviewed and were negative, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication analogies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph, physical exam. He's alert-oriented, very obese gentleman. In no acute distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 97%. Renal blood pressure is 161 over 93. Pulse 72, respiration 18. Temperature 97.6. Period. S paragraph, HEET normal. S paragraph, neck full range of motion. No rigidity. No meningeal signs. Period. S paragraph, respiratory. Full range of motion. Correction. Good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Period. S paragraph, cardiac. Regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs. There is peripheral edema bilateral, but no cyanosis, period. Peripheral edema is chronic. He's currently on furosemide. Next paragraph. Abdomen is distended secondary to obesity. No rebound, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities. There's two pulsating edema in his bilateral lower extremities. Patient is on Lasix, but stated that he is out of his medication and didn't have his medication for approximately a week or more. That's why his swelling is so prominent today, period. But he did not say he doesn't have any chest pain, period. Close parentheses. Next paragraph, neuro alert, oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2, 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment of plan. Assessment number 1 is morbid obesity, number 2, hypertension, number 3, anxiety, number 4, GERD, number 5, peripheral edema, period. Next paragraph, patient was offered labs today, he declined, he says he wants to get it done when he's fasting, he did not fast today, period. Next paragraph, medication will refill as follows. Xanax, this is for his anxiety. It would be increased from 0.25 to 1 milligram. This is his patient request. He said current regimen is not helping very much, period. Next paragraph, furosemide, 40 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 9 days. Next medication, metoprolol, tartrate, 50 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 9 days, number 180. Next medication, omeprazole, 40 milligrams, 1 PO QHS. For 9 days, number 90. Next medication, potassium, 10 milli equivalent, potassium chloride, 1 PO daily for 9 days, number 90. Next medication, lisinopril /ACTZ, 20/25 milligrams. You will take 1 PO daily. Patient was advised to return for labs, CBC, CMP, T3, T4, TSH, lipid profile, A1C, and prostate, and PSA and hemoglobin A1C. Patient says he understands and will comply. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.